Blackstone Audio presents White Horses by Alice Hoffman. This book is read by Rebecca Mitchell. 1. They lived in a house in Santa Rosa that was always darkest in summertime. Bedspreads were draped over the windows in the living room. Venetian blinds were drawn. The screen door in the kitchen was lined with old newspapers that filtered the sunlight through faded print. The refrigerator always held a pitcher of lemonade, made with fresh, sour lemons and tap water. Mosquitoes and long-winged dragonflies circled on the back porch, waiting for the opportunity to dart inside. By early July, most people in town went into their front yards, drawn by the scent of water. Although the river ran nearly 10 miles outside of town, its odor seemed to cover the distance in between, rising up from the asphalt, the dirt driveways, the yards, touching sunflowers, roses, and chard with a film of brown water and fish. On particularly hot days, when the temperature reached 90 long before noon, the smell of the river called children out of their houses and summoned them to the tall yellow fields just outside town. And even Teresa, who never strayed far from home, went to the window and breathed in the cool air. There were times when Teresa thought briefly of running away, following that river scent right through town, past the highway and the fields, not stopping until she reached one of the small towns where houses were built on high wooden stilts, their doors well above the water in times of summer drought, only inches away from the currents after the October rains. But Teresa had only passed through these river towns on occasional fishing trips with her father.